If you have work experience in Ontario in one of these 84 skill trades, you may be able to become a Canadian permanent resident through Ontario's PNP program. If you don't have this work experience yet, now might be a great time to start. The best part is that out of these 84 trades, only 23 are compulsory. So only 23 require you to have a trades license. For rest of the 60 or so trades, your work experience counts even if you did not have a red seal or didn't write the certificate of qualification exam, as they are non-compulsory trades. There are about 156 trades in Ontario, but 84 of them are in demand for Ontario's PNP, also called OINP. I'll share more about skill trades in another video, as today's video is focused on OINP's Express Entry skill trade stream. So here are the requirements for this stream. You need to have a valid Express Entry profile. Within the last 2 years of your OINP application submission, you must have at least 1 year of full-time paid work experience in Ontario in one of these 84 trades. I will leave a link to the trades in the description. The work experience can also be part-time, but it must add up to 1,560 hours. This experience must be in an occupation that you've listed in your Express Entry profile, and if this occupation is in a compulsory trade, only your experience gained after getting your certificate of qualification counts. Also, if you're applying for OINP nomination through a compulsory trade, you must have a valid certificate of qualification at the time you apply. And if you're wondering how can I gain this experience, there are two main pathways. If you're already an experienced tradesperson, for example, an electrician, plumber, etc., you can go through the process of trades equivalency assessment where Ontario College of Trades will review your experience and then allow you to write the qualification exam. If you don't have the trades experience yet, you'll go through the apprenticeship pathway. For example, if you're already on an open work permit in Canada or you want to study skilled trades in Canada, and after completing your apprenticeship, you can write the certificate of qualification exam. If you're experienced in a non-compulsory trade, things become easier. For example, if you're a welder, you don't need a certificate of qualification for some jobs, whereas some jobs will require a red seal. Another important condition is that you must be living in Ontario with a valid work permit or be on implied status or maintained status at the time you apply for this stream. But you don't necessarily need to have a job at the time you apply through this stream. You must also have scored CLB 5 or higher in a language exam like IELTS, CELPIP, or the French language exams. You must also have enough settlement funds based on your family size, and you can combine your savings, your annual earnings from your current employment, or a job offer to meet this criteria. So it shouldn't be very hard to do. As with all streams of OINP, you must have the intention to reside in Ontario. So by now you must be wondering, how much do I need to score in Express Entry to qualify for the stream? Now this is the best part. In January, almost 2,500 applicants were chosen from Express Entry, and the scores ranged from 350, only 350, to 424 CRS points. The score was 424 because beyond 424, Express Entry Federal Skilled Worker Program had a category-specific round of invites where all of those candidates were invited. But the difference is, in Express Entry, in Federal Skilled Trades, only about 10 occupations related to skilled trades are in demand, whereas in OINP, you have 84 or so occupations that qualify. So OINP can be a very good opportunity for you if you are a tradesperson. In 2023, there were 6 rounds of invites through the stream, OINP's Express Entry Skill Trade Stream, where 7,500 applicants were invited in more than 50 different occupations. And the scores ranged from 250 CRS to 516. Can you believe that? 250 CRS. That's all you needed. And the application fee for OINP is $1,500. To conclude, if you are an international student or someone on another type of open work permit in Canada, like a Ukrainian national, or you may be someone who is on a closed work permit in Canada. In either case, if you don't have a clear path to PR, gaining a year of skilled trades experience in a non-compulsory trade in Ontario may be a good option for you to obtain your PR. If you're an international student looking to study in Canada, skilled trades pay reasonably well and they are in good demand. And this path could be a good option for you to consider as well. Take care.